Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Wednesday, April 21st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up 2.25 cents at 608 3/4. May wheat up 4.25 cents at 664. May beans down 2.25 cents at 1469 3/4. The May beans made a new contract high. November's made a new contract high by 0.25 cents. May corn made a new contract high, but December corn did not. So a little bit of mixed results out there. We've got the crude oil back down to $1.77 here this morning, so that could put a little pressure on the grains. The bean oil broke a full penny after making new contract highs at $59.66. Looks like we closed it higher, but a full penny off its highs. Dollar's a little bit stronger, but overall, we're still wrestling with the cold weather, how much damage it's doing and where it's doing it. Certainly, the corn that's going in the ground, the germination is going to be affected to some extent, but with only 8% of the corn planted, I'm not sure it's going to be a big deal. We warm up to 80 degrees next week in Chicago, so I think we're through most of the really cold weather out here. And I think whatever damage is done. There may be more damage in the wheat, though, Texas, Oklahoma. And 10% of the wheat headed out there, and that wheat that was headed could have some damage because of the frost and freeze out there. Offsetting that somewhat is the Russians are amassing more and more troops on the Ukrainian border. Right now they've got 100,000 troops. They claim they're going to put 120,000 troops there. They're moving their Navy into the area, and you know exactly what they're going to do is anybody's guess. But that could be a problem for the wheat market. There were no exports this morning. We did see Informa lower their Brazilian corn crop down to 5.5 million, down 5.5 million metric tons, which I think is reasonable out here. Certainly the dryness has contributed, and their crop ratings have taken a big drop in the last 2 weeks. China reiterated their comments from last week that they want their farmers to use more wheat in their feed rations and less corn, but it really hasn't had any impact on the grain markets that I can see out here. I think it's interesting, lumber yesterday made a new historic high, limit up, and then closed limit down. Does that have anything to do with the grains? It may be a little bit psychological in that if it can happen in the lumber, it could certainly happen in the grain. Keep in mind, from what I understand, there's no shortage of lumber. What it is some middlemen just jacking up these prices, and the end users are paying it. So I don't know, you know, how long is it going to last? It was up, I think, 19 out of the last 21 sessions, including yesterday. Yesterday was a little bit down. But anyway, markets can come to an abrupt end when you least expect it out. So, why did the beans break 20 cents off the highs last night? The oil broke, maybe because of the crude oil. Did anybody put in any rain in the forecast? I don't think so. But there may be some warmer temperatures out there. So I think we got to be a little bit careful out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.